Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio emphasizes importance of communal harmony for progress and development. President Draupadi Murmu says government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence into higher education. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland T.R. Zeliang says improved connectivity would boost economic activities and job creation. And Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench directs Nagaland Private Doctors Association to continue providing medical services to beneficiaries. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today emphasized the importance of communal harmony for progress and development. The Chief Minister was speaking at the inauguration of multiple development projects at Mengujuma Village under Kohima District. The various projects include the new Mengujuma Village Council Building, Mengujuma Village Gate, Pefunye Chese Village Founder Stone and the Mengujuma Village Agri-Link Road under Manrega. The road connects Bypass Road via Chesema, enhancing connectivity and economic prospects for the village. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Rio lauded the unity and visionary leadership of the village leaders, attributing the successful completion of these projects to their dedication towards the community's development.
Chief Minister Nipiu Rio urged the people to protect their cultural heritage, particularly through platforms like the Hornbill Festival, which showcases Naga traditions to the world. He also asserted the state government's initiative on the registration of indigenous inhabitants of Nagaland, aimed at safeguarding the identity of Nagas and non-Naga indigenous groups, including Kuki, Kachari, Garo, and Mikir communities. On the inner line permit, he stated that enforcement measures are being strengthened, but urged the youth to acquire skills for self-reliance and reduce dependency on migrant labor. The Chief Minister emphasized the need to shift Nagaland's status from a consumer to a producer state for sustainable development. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Urging the Angami community to leverage their geographical advantage near Kohima, Mr. Rio called for a proactive and industrious approach to drive economic growth, encouraging the community to work towards a prosperous future. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into higher education. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BIT Mesra, in Ranchi today. She highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in AI and machine learning.
With far-reaching advances expected, particularly in artificial intelligence and machine learning. As AI rapidly transforms economies, the government of India has been quick in responding to the emerging scenario. Several initiatives are being taken to integrate AI in higher education institutions.
The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. President Murmu said innovators and entrepreneurs should not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities.
The change brought about by AI and other technologies is also reflected in our languages. The great opportunities being created should be available to all. I am referring to the youth whose enthusiasm and commitment will be the key ingredient in the making of Viksit Bharat.
Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland T.R. Zeliang today said improved connectivity would facilitate movement of people, goods and services, boosting economic activities and job creation. Addressing the inaugural program of Baptist School Ngalwa under Perin District, Mr. Zeliang said it would also enhance access to healthcare and education, attract businesses and increase property values. Commending the Zeme Baptist Church Council for establishing the much-needed educational infrastructure, he expressed optimism about Ngalwa's potential for future growth due to its strategic location over the nearest railhead and the upcoming international airport. Mr. Zeliang also outlined significant infrastructural developments planned for northern Zeme area, including NH-29 from Jaluke via Jornapani to Ngalwa, NH-129A from Maram to Perin to Dimapur via Ngalwa, the foothill road from Kukidolong to Ngalwa town to Jaluke to Kelma, and a new railway line from Dimapur to Kohima, passing through northern Zeme area with a substation near Pungwa Sainik School. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Guwahati High Court Kohima bench has issued an interim order staying the suspension of Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana PMJ and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme services by the Nagaland Private Doctors Association. The court has directed the association to continue providing medical services to beneficiaries until the next hearing. The order was issued in response to a public interest litigation filed by one ST Yapang at the High Court against the state government, Nagaland Health Protection Society, Future Generali Insurance Company Limited and Nagaland Private Doctors Association. The petitioner's counsellor, K. Kiki, argued that suspension of healthcare services would severely impact thousands of poor and vulnerable patients who relied on the scheme for free or subsidised medical treatment. The counsellor pointed out that the suspension would also violate the fundamental right to health enshrined under Article 21 of the Constitution of India. Kohima District Road Safety Committee has awarded the Kohima District Road Safety Award for 2024-25 to three organizations for their contributions to road safety. Kohima Village Youth Organization was awarded for overall road safety measures and initiatives undertaken in and around Kohima. Kigwema Youth Organization was recognized for selfless services in saving lives during vehicular accidents in Kigwema Village. D Block Youth Organization was awarded for conducting road safety awareness activities for two-wheeler riders along the highway. The awards, consisting of citations and a cash award of 10,000, were presented during the Kohima District Planning and Development Board meeting in Kohima today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 23rd February. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 21st of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And now to round up the news, the main points once again. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo emphasizes importance of communal harmony for progress and development. President Draupadi Murmu says government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence into higher education. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland TRZ Liang says improved connectivity would boost economic activities and job creation. And Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench directs Nagaland Private Doctors Association to continue providing medical services to beneficiaries. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.